Welcome to the Festival of the Unconscious at the Freud Museum London. The museum is housed at 20 Maresfield Gardens, the home where Sigmund Freud, the founder of psychoanalysis, and his daughter Anna Freud, a child psychoanalyst herself, and the rest of their family settled after they were able to leave Nazi-occupied Vienna in 1938.
This year we're celebrating the centenary of Freud's paper on the unconscious with what we call the Festival of the Unconscious. What we're trying to do in the exhibition is bring together diverse artists, designers, writers, performers to try and think about this seminal idea and how it affects us today. Freud's paper on the unconscious was written in 1915, which was, of course, just a year after the First World War had started. And he tried to encapsulate some of his basic ideas in a number of important papers that he called his meta-psychology. One of them was the paper on the unconscious.
So one thing that is very specific about the Freudian unconscious is the idea that something can be unconscious but active at the same time, which means that when we're talking about the Freudian unconscious, we're not talking about ideas that are too weak to cross into consciousness. We're talking about ideas that are actually very, very strong, and they exert a great amount of influence over our lives in all kinds of ways. And it might be something like slips of the tongue, slips of the pen, daydreams, errors, all these kind of minor moments where we could say there's another dimension of human life. One of the implications of Freud's work on the unconscious is that as human beings, we'll never really know ourselves completely. There'll always be something enigmatic, something uncanny about being human. So one of the things we're trying to do in this exhibition is really to evoke that sense of there being something more, something quite enigmatic, right at the centre of human life.